Amen. Genesis chapter 3 and the first 7. And we find these words, "And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons." Such was the awful scene into which man plunged himself. The eyes of them both were opened to see that they had been deceived by the serpent. They had broken the commandment of God. They had exposed themselves, or rather brought upon themselves, the displeasure of their Creator, bringing ruin and destruction upon themselves and over them. They now saw what blessings and privileges they had lost. They had lost out with God, communion with God, the dominion of the creatures, the purity and holiness of their nature, and what miseries they had involved themselves in, along with the entire human race. Oh, how exposed they were to the wrath of God, the curse of the law, and to eternal death. Adam and Eve both saw the folly of eating the forbidden fruit. They saw the happiness from which they fell, and the misery into which they were now. They saw and realized the loving God provoked. And such is the folly of those that have sinned. They have more care to save their credit before men than to obtain their pardon from God. The excuses of men make to cover and lessen their sin are vain and superficial, like that is in our text, like the aprons of fig leaves. Mere fig leaves. Nothing but patched up religion. Fig leaves of aprons. Nothing but patched up religion. You see, friend, covering our transgressions as Adam will never make the matter better. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Oh, man thinks he can cover himself. The natural man or woman thinks he or she can cover himself or cover herself, and that his or her patching and stitching or sewing this or that together will hide him or her from the eyes of an all-seeing God. Man knows not. Man knows not the greatness of the evil into which he tries to cover up himself or herself. And man sets out to work and make himself a covering. And the land in which we dwell is stained with patched up religion. Oh, covering is what they seek. Covering from every eye and seeking to cover yourself, sinner, from shame and guilt will not do. Seeking to cover yourself, sinner, trusting to the skill of your own hands to provide the dress that shall hide your shame from the eye of God is not sufficient. It won't do. O man thinks that it is an easy thing to deal with shame, to deal with fear, to deal with conviction and conscience. He does not believe that these can only be dealt with by God. And this is the last thing that a man will admit. He will try 1,000 plans before accepting this. And he or she will make and try on many kinds of garbs instead of fleeing to that which God has provided. And such is the condition in which our wee land is stained with. Patching, stitching, sewing this or that, as if it will act as a covering to cover his or her sins. He or she will make and try on many garbs instead of fleeing to that which God has provided. Such is the condition. Rather than to confess their sin, they tried to fix it themselves. Such was the shame and guilt that surrounded them. And the first thing that man thinks, he thinks to himself, I can fix this. I can fix this. They sewed fig leaves together. They sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. O friend, that which covers sin and renders the sinner fit must be of God and not of man. You see, they were trying to hide themselves from God. They were trying to make themselves better. And as God saw past their pathetic fig leaves, he sees past the patched up religion, because he sees the heart. He sees the heart. And friend, it's not by your own methods or your own efforts. As that marvelous hymn puts it, nothing in my hand I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress, helpless look to thee for grace. Foul I to the fountain fly. Wash me, Saviour, or I die. Wash me, Saviour, or I die. Oh yes, there's a need for covering. There's a need for covering. But patched up religion, friend, is not enough. Sewing this or that, patching this or that, is not enough. There's a need for covering, but patched up religion is not enough. Man's efforts and methods are utterly insufficient. And that which is to cover men from sin and deliver from the sense of shame, the fig leaf cannot, will not do it. Cain's sacrifice could not do it. That is, the fruit of the ground, because it was bloodless. Because it was bloodless. The only way in which that a sinner can relieve himself or herself from guilt and shame is atonement. And friend, the only atonement from sin for sin is by blood. Because without shedding of blood is no remission. Without shedding of blood is no forgiveness, and therefore the only sufficient covering must be one connected with atonement, one which represents death, one which tells of the payment of the righteous penalty and the removal of righteous condemnation. Patched up religion, friend, has nothing in it which speaks of propitiation. Patched up religion speaks absolutely nothing of propitiation or substitution. Nothing of turning away God's wrath. And Adam, as we find him in the Garden of Eden, at this very moment of which we've read, in the Garden of Eden, is as far from God as those who are outside of Jesus Christ. Do you realize that, friend? When Adam sinned against God, he was separated from God. And mere fig leaves, mere stitching this and that, could not cover his sin. Could not remove the terrible plight into which he was found. And friend, you're as far from God as Adam was at that moment. Such is the alienation. Such is the separation of the human heart from God. Such is the folly that you would think you could cover the nakedness of sin with false religion. Oh, they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Wretched sinners. And just like Adam and Eve, friend, you can't hide from God. You might sew fig leaves, outward patches of religion, being associated with a church, place plasters all over your sin. But friend, you can't hide from God. You can't hide who you are. You can't hide who you are because the eyes of the Lord are in every place. For thou, even thou, only knowest the hearts of all the children of man. Oh, you may run from God as Adam did. You may run from God as Eve did. Friend, you cannot hide. No escaping his eye. Because the Lord is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Oh, you can conceal yourself. You can conceal yourself with patched up religion from your fellow men. And because of this, because of concealing this from your fellow men, you've been deceived into thinking that you can cover yourself so that God shall not see you. And yet God's putting his finger on it right now. You've concealed it from men, but not from God. Remember what Job said in chapter 31 and the first 33. He says, "If I covered my transgressions as Adam, by hiding mine iniquity in my bosom, if I covered my transgressions as Adam, by hiding mine iniquity in my bosom." Oh, Adam and Eve tried to cover up their sin. But friend, you need to think on this. You need to see this. What is mere fig leaves? What is mere patched up religion as a protection against the wrath of God or the flames of hell? What is it as a protection? Their fig leaves were but a bloodless imitation. A bloodless imitation. But friend, all is not hopeless. Because as Adam and Eve sought a covering, then comes the gospel. The glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. And praise God for the gospel, for we see it in verse 21. Unto Adam also, and to his wife, did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. You see, dear sinner, it's not what you can do for God. It is what God has done for sinners in the person and work of Jesus Christ. You see, Adam and Eve's patched up religion was worthless, and so is yours, dear friend. Here was sufficient covering because God clothed them. God clothed them. God clothed them. Here was sufficient covering. because God clothed them. The blood was shed because in order for there to be skins, there had to be death. There had to be the shedding of blood. And all typified the Lord Jesus Christ, the great sacrifice. And therefore, friend, in seeing this, in being this brought to your attention right now, flee from the rags of self-righteousness and reach out by faith to Jesus Christ and embrace Him, because God has provided a way of salvation, and it only could be obtained by death. Could only be obtained by death. Life had to be given. Life had to be taken. And what was being shown to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden was the blessed truth of substitution. Oh, another had to die. Another had to die in order that they might live. The innocent to die in the place of the guilty. The just for the unjust. And what we see is God's gracious provision. Oh, we see it in temporal blessings. At this time of the year, we give thanks for God's provisions. But there's no greater gift than the gift of God's dear Son. He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him freely give us all things? Father spared not His own Son. We, the people of God, we give thanks for that unspeakable gift. But what about you, dear sinner? He that spared not His own Son gave Him up, delivered Him into the hands of wicked men, gave Him over to give life. And to give life to the likes of you and me. What we see is God's gracious provision. Oh, the death of the animal is a substitute. Point it to the death of Christ as the substitute for sin. And therefore, sinner, why wilt thou die? Why wilt thou die? Why perish in the fig leaves of self-righteousness when there's a glorious robe of righteousness provided in the person of God's dear Son. Why die filthy? Why die filthy when you can be washed white as snow in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ? My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. Sinner, God has spoken. God has spoken. Therefore, refuse not him that speaketh from heaven. Come to Jesus Christ now. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Turn from the patched up religion and trust Christ as your own personal Savior. May the Lord bless all that has been of himself. We'll ask the Reverend Higginson if he will come and close our meeting.